At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everyday people. Everyday problems. Where you tell us who's the drama.
Today says,
am I the drama for getting mad at my husband for getting our daughter a Halloween costume without me? I had to work, so they had Daddy-Daughter Day, and it wound up at a Halloween store where he bought her the goriest, grossest Halloween costume, and she's only four. I came home, she was so proud to show me, and honestly, I was shocked they found it in a kid's size. I'm all about letting your kid choose what they want to be, but it feels horribly inappropriate for her to be dressed so scary when there were probably 100 other options. I don't want to disappoint her, but I also don't want her wearing this. Am I the drama? Alexis.
Absolutely not, Alexis. It is 100% on your husband, and it is for multiple reasons. One, going shopping for a Halloween costume is one of the most fun things you get to do with your kiddo. I would be mad that I had missed out on that experience. Two, I don't want to see my kid looking gory and like a giant mess. Like, I already have enough like scary thoughts that keep me awake at night. I feel like that image would just like sear into my brain and haunt me at night, and I wouldn't be able to sleep.
I mean, kids in and of themselves are probably some of the scariest things you can find in a horror movie, but then throw a gory costume on top of it. But you got to expect that the kid chose this costume. I don't think the dad's going to coerce the daughter into saying, hey, look at that scary costume. I think that's what you should be. So she probably wants to be this for Halloween.
I'm all about letting your kid make choices, all right? I'm not against that. But I will also say that a four-year-old would probably choose to eat Oreos for dinner. So sometimes as a parent, you have to come in and guide them a little bit in a different direction. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong if you dress your kid up in scary Halloween costumes. That's between you, your kid, whatever. Me personally, especially when they're 4 years old, I want them to be snuggly, cuddly, and adorable. But I want to put them in the cheesiest, most over-the-top costume that they would never let me put them in 10 years.
I look back at the costumes I had when I was like 3-4 years old, and those were ones that my parents chose for me. I hated those costumes. I never wanted to be a tiger for Halloween. It fit what my older brother was doing, so I got shoved in that. When I was 5 years old, they finally let me pick my own Halloween costume. And I went as Michael Myers.
Yeah, see, no, that's why I like the tiger route. You know, it's adorable. It's snuggly. It's cuddly. My kiddo, he's Mario this year, which isn't necessarily like the cutest thing, but I'm down with that because that takes his personality and everything into account. But we've been Cookie Monster, Elmo, like we've done the whole snuggly phase. And I just think take advantage of those years when they're young. When I was a kid, they dressed me as a pumpkin like every year. And you know what? I was an adorable pumpkin looking back at those pictures. Join me, Emma from Coin News 6, Coin News AM Extra. Who's the drama?
I can understand being upset that you were not involved in the decision-making process for buying your little kid a Halloween costume. Also, if the kid picked it out, and they want to wear it, I think that's cool. I mean, if the dad picked it out and they're like, hey, go scare the neighbor children, that's not so cool.
I'm all about kids being able to make their decisions and pick what they want, but you've only got so many of those cute years, all right? Once they hit like 8, 9, 10, yeah, they're going to want to dress up in a Jason mask or whatever the heck it is. You got to get those fuzzy, cuddly years when they're young, and they can be easily persuaded into dressing like Cookie Monster, and then you can give them snuggles while they go trick-or-treating from door to door.
I agree. I mean, when I was a little kid, I was Pooh Bear. My sister was Piglet, made out of those little felts to be able to get at the craft store, and I look fondly back at my Pooh Bear years.
That's adorable. Horrible. I still dress like Pooh Bear. And by that, I mean I don't wear pants around the house, but yes.
Well, all right. Happy Halloween.
Oh, that's not a costume choice. That's a year-round choice. Oh, who's the drama?
She's 4 years old. She had a great day with her daddy. There's so many young girls that would love to be able to spend a daddy-daughter day and picking out a dress or a costume or whatever. I would consider that girl extremely lucky. The mom may not be excited about the costume, but the little girl is, and it's all about the kids, so let her have her moment. Let daddy and daughter enjoy it. You can pick out a costume next year.
I know, and they're already in too deep, and I get that that's the kid's costume this year, but I would be so mad at my husband that he went and made that memory without me, because at 4 years old is when they start to, like, remember things, and I would really want to be there. I would want to be there to help pick out the costume for the excitement. Like, these are the good moments. Like, I think she's not being the drama at all. I'd be mad I missed out.
Yeah, but how many times has she been out with her daughter and picked out things without her husband being there?
It's a fair point. We don't know that.
Right.
It's a holiday.
And most of the time, the kids are with their mom. And their mom picks out their school clothes and their school supplies and what outfit they're going to wear on Easter and their birthday and all that.
All I know is as long as I can dress my kid up like a cute, cuddly duck or something for Halloween, I will be. I like the cute costumes on the kids. I don't like the scary stuff. Even as an adult, I don't like to see other adults dressed like zombies because it freaks me out. And I don't need my kid roaming the house like the undead.
Yeah, I still think it's the daddy-daughter moment and they ought to be able to enjoy it.
Yeah, there's so many other opportunities for Alexis to be able to have that influence or special moment with her daughter. Like, maybe it's family picture day. Maybe they're doing costume day at school and they can get her a different costume for when she's at school.
They don't do costume day at school, okay? Because that's a very large distraction to the other students too. I see you just hopping on this argument now because you saw you didn't have any room to stand. I see you.
I am right there with her. If the girl wants to wear this costume, she should be happy, and the dad should go out there. And if she's scaring all the kids in the neighborhood, he would be proud.
I agree.
Whatever. Liz and Mike in the Morning, 105.1 The Buzz.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.